Racism and prejudice in public life have been in focus this week, with a number of high-profile politicians being accused of fomenting anti-immigrant sentiment and making offensive, silly and inappropriate comments. During leaders' questions on Tuesday, Independent TD for Galway West, Noel Grealish, overstated the amount of money sent home by Nigerians living in Ireland. And derogatory tweets by Fianna Fáil Senator and by-election candidate Lorraine Clifford Lee from a number of years ago surfaced, in which she insulted immigrants and the traveller community. Ms Clifford Lee is standing as a candidate in the upcoming by-election in Dublin Fingal. This week's Carol Coleman met her on the campaign trail in Malahide yesterday and asked her about the recent controversy surrounding the tweets from 2011, before her election to the Shannon in 2016.
What happened back then was totally inappropriate and wrong, and I'm very sorry for offending people. It was many years before I was engaged in electoral politics, and in no way reflects my opinion on minority issues. My true attitude is reflected in what I've done and what I have said since I've been in a position to influence things. For example, I robustly defended in the media the families at Cabra Bridge last year in their dispute with Tipperary County Council. I supported the Traveller Education Bill, the granting of ethnic status to travellers, the Family Reunification Bill, which offered extra rights to undocumented migrant families in Ireland, and I also supported marriage equality. So I'm truly sorry for the offence that I caused. I think sometimes we say things when we don't understand the impact of the words that we use. I'm meeting Martin Collins. I've spoken to him on the phone. I'm going to reissue that apology to him in person, and I truly hope that my apology is accepted. It's from the bottom of my heart, and it's very heartfelt, and I hope to engage in constructive dialogue with Martin and his colleagues.
And how do you feel about how this all has unfolded in the last few days, right in the middle of your campaign?
You know, it obviously was unexpected, but, you know, as soon as it emerged, I apologised, and I've kept apologising, and I will continue to apologise, because that's all I can do. I am genuinely very, very sorry. It doesn't reflect who I am. It doesn't reflect the work that I've engaged in, and I know that I have caused offence, and I'm truly sorry for that offence.
Do you accept that people, particularly in public life, have to be very careful about what they say about other people and how they label other groups?
Absolutely. And it's something that happened far before I was involved in electoral politics. Nevertheless, I understand the impact that the words I used has had on people, and I understand the offence that I have caused. And I'm truly, truly sorry for that offence.
There might be some people out there who'd say, that's who she is, she wrote those words, you can't change them. How do you sort of disassociate yourself from something that was your own words?
It was a long time ago, and I suppose we all evolve as people. And, you know, I'm now a mother, and I suppose I have educated myself a lot in relation to minority issues in recent years. And you know, people make mistakes, and it's the recognition of those mistakes, and it's how you act. And since I have been a public person, that was in a private capacity, since I have been a public person, I have worked very, very hard in relation to minority issues.
Are there any other tweets or anything on other platforms that may yet emerge?
I don't know is the straight answer, because, you know, obviously this was a long time ago before I was engaged in electoral politics, and I'm very, very sorry for things I might have said back then.
What are your thoughts generally on the value and the challenges of diversity?
Well, Ireland is a more diverse country and than we have been in the past, and particularly this constituency, it's very, very diverse. And this constituency is a very young constituency, and it's a rapidly growing constituency, and there's people coming from all over Dublin, all over Ireland and beyond to live in this constituency. And I think it's very important that we put the structures there in place in all our communities, that we can all integrate, get to know each other and grow as communities.
That was Carol Coleman speaking to Senator Lorraine Clifford Lee there. Carol will have a constituency profile of Dublin Fingal on this week on Sunday. And Martin Collins of Pavey Point, who Lorraine Clifford Lee is meeting this morning, told this programme that he will accept her apology as that will acknowledge the hurt and humiliation caused to the traveller community. The other candidates in that constituency are Joe O'Brien of the Green Party, James Riley of Fine Gael, Duncan Smith of Labour, Dean Mulligan of Independence for Change, Anne Graves of Sinn Féin, Gemma O'Doherty Independent, Tracy Carey of Social Democrats, Glenn Brady Independent and Cormac McKay Independent. It's 18 minutes past 8.